The Red Balloon. This is a story about a balloon. An ordinary balloon, not at all. But a magic red balloon. With real thoughts and real feelings. And it's a story about a little boy. And his name was Pascal. And he lived in the city of Paris. Once upon a time.
Now if you
Pascal had no brothers or sisters, and he was very sad and lonely at home. Once, he brought home a lost cat, and sometime later, a stray puppy. But his mother said animals brought dirt into the house, and so Pascal was soon alone again in his mother's well-kept rooms. Then, one day, on his way to school, Pascal caught sight of a fine red balloon. Tied to a street lamp, he laid his school bag on the ground, climbed up the lamppost, untied the balloon, and ran off with it to the bus stop. But the conductor knew the rules. No dogs, no large packages, no balloons, he said. People with dogs walk. People with packages take taxis. People with balloons leave them behind. Pascal did not want to leave his balloon behind. So the conductor rang the signal bell, and the bus went on without him. Pascal's school was a long way off, and when he finally reached the school door, it was already shut. To be late for school, and with a balloon, that was unheard of. Pascal was very worried. Then he had an idea. He decided he would leave his balloon with the janitor, who was sweeping the yard. And since it was the first time that he had ever been late, he was not punished. Mm-hmm. When school was over, the janitor who had kept the balloon in his room for Pascal gave it back to him. But now it had begun to rain, and Pascal would have to walk home because of those silly rules about balloons on buses. But he thought his balloon should not get wet. There was an old gentleman just going by, and Pascal asked him whether he and the balloon might take shelter under his umbrella. The old gentleman agreed. And so, from one umbrella to another, Pascal made his way home. His mother was glad to see him finally come home, but she had been very worried. When she found out it was a balloon that had made Pascal late, she became angry. She took the balloon, opened the window, and threw it out. Now, usually, when you let a balloon go, it flies away. But Pascal's balloon stayed outside the window, and the two of them looked at each other through the glass. Pascal was surprised that his balloon hadn't flown away. But not really as surprised as all that. Friends will do all kinds of things for you. If the friend happens to be a balloon, it doesn't fly away. So, Pascal opened his window quietly, took his balloon back inside, hid it in his room. The next day, before he left for school, Pascal opened the window to let his balloon out and told it to come to him when he called. Then he picked up his school bag, kissed his mother goodbye, and went downstairs. When he reached the street, he called, "Balloon! Balloon!" And the balloon came flying down to him. Then it began to follow Pascal, without being led by a string, just as if it were a dog following its master. But like a dog, it didn't always do as it was told. When Pascal tried to catch it to cross the street, the balloon flew beyond his reach. Pascal decided to pretend he didn't care. He walked up the street just as if the balloon weren't there at all, and hid behind the corner of a house. The balloon got worried and hurried to catch up with him. When they got to the bus stop, Pascal said to the balloon, "Now, balloon, you follow me. Don't lose sight of the bus." And that was how the strangest sight came to be seen in a Paris street. A balloon flying along behind a bus. When they reached Pascal's school, the balloon again tried not to let itself be caught. But the bell was already ringing, and the door was just about to close. So Pascal had to hurry in alone. He was very worried. But then the balloon flew over the school wall and got in line behind the children. The teacher was very surprised to see this strange new pupil. And when the balloon tried to follow them into the classroom, the children made so much noise that the principal came along to see what was happening. The principal tried to catch the balloon to put it out the door, but he couldn't. So he took Pascal by the hand and marched him out of school. The balloon left the classroom and followed them. The principal had urgent business at the town hall, and he didn't know what to do with Pascal and his balloon. So he locked the boy up inside his office. The balloon, he said to himself, would stay outside the door. But that wasn't the balloon's idea at all. When it saw that the principal had put the key in his pocket, it sailed along behind him as he walked down the street. All the people knew the principal very well, and when they saw him walking past, followed by a balloon, they all shook their heads and said, "The principal's playing a joke. It isn't right. A principal should be dignified. He shouldn't be playing like one of the boys in his school." The poor man tried very hard to catch the balloon, but he couldn't. So there was nothing to do but put up with it. Outside the town hall, the balloon stopped. It waited for him in the street. And when the principal went back to school, the balloon was still behind him. The principal was only too glad to let Pascal out of his office and to be rid of him and his balloon. ¶¶